This week we've been talking about communion, and there's a couple things to avoid. On the one hand, the bread and the cup don't literally, physically become the body and blood of Jesus. So that's kind of a misconception, and it could even lead to idolatry of those objects. On the flip side, you don't want to get into legalism because there's a lot of freedom in communion. And so don't get distracted by the details. Some people are so passionate about, you know, whether you take the cup or the bread first, or that everyone takes it all together, or a certain amount of time, or music that's played or not played, or if there's words or not words. And I've just seen so much discussion about communion where people are locked in, even though it's not in the Bible, you know, we have to take it every week or something like that. Again, those details aren't in Scripture. But here's the emphasis. In Luke chapter 22, in that first communion, right after the taking communion, the disciples start to argue who's the greatest, and they're all promoting themselves. And Jesus says, no, I've come amongst you. I'm one who serves. And so he gave his life to serve, not to be served. And that's what he was trying to help them understand. And as you take communion, it's not so much getting worked up about all the specific details of how it went in terms of that ritual, but instead it's our hearts communing with Jesus, uniting together, and then committing ourselves to serve Jesus. When you take communion, you're saying, yes, Jesus, just as you serve me, I want to serve and give my life and worship you fully. And that's the heart of communion. So don't miss that. Unite with the Lord and offer yourself fully to serve Him. It's His glory. It's not about us.